In this interview, Lily Wayne talks about her business, Bubbly Buttons. She tells us all about what she does in her business and why she decided to start one. I wanted to start this business because I found an idea in a shop that kind of triggered it, but it wasn't the exact same thing, Wayne said. She also told us what she does with the money she receives. I save the money. I don't spend it at all, and I give 10% of my profits each year to Children's Mercy, Wayne said. She said it always makes her day when she sees a complete stranger walking around with one of her Bubbly Button designs in their hair.
What is your business, and could you describe it to me?
My business is Bubbly Buttons, and I make handmade fabric-covered metal buttons that go in your hair and like jewelry.
How old were you when you saw this?
I was 10 years old.
10 years old, so you were in fifth grade?
Yes.
Can you describe how you make the buttons, like the process that you go through?
Well, I first find the fabrics, and I cut them out, and then I put them together with the back and the front of the button, and then I press it down so it makes the button, and then it depends on if it comes from a bracelet or a barrette or a ponytail holder, if you need to glue something on the back to make it that product.
How much money do you charge for your Bubbly Buttons?
Dollars to about $35 for different products.
So do these, like the fabrics that you pick, are they personally like, are you like, oh, that's something I would wear, or do you think of other people?
I kind of think of both, because there's some people in the world that are like me, and then there's some people that are totally opposite. So I think what kind of the season is and kind of what the style.
How did you start earning customers? How did you get the word around that you're starting a business?
Well, first I like sent out emails, and I had kind of a home show, and I got together some of my products, and then some of my mom's friends and my friends came over, and then it kind of spread. And now I have my Bubbly Buttons in the store Stuff in Brookside. I sell them there, and that has earned me a lot more customers.
So you mentioned Stuff. Like, do they help you sell the buttons and earn more customers?
They're very good about selling my product, and yeah, I think it really helps.
What would you say is your most popular item that you sell?
My most popular item would probably be the barrettes. Or the original Bubbly Buttons.
What's the original Bubbly Button?
Just one fabric-covered button with a back that has a ponytail holder on it.
So it's like a stylish new way to wear a ponytail.
Yes.
Do you sometimes at Stuff in Brookside, do you sometimes have like a Saturday where they're on sale and you go and sell them? Or?
Well, sometimes they invite me to have shows there.
How has the number of customers changed from the first year you started to the business now?
Well, it's changed a lot, because since I've been in Stuff, people from that I like barely know, and then they find me and they're like, oh, you're the one who makes the Bubbly Buttons. And like all the Stuff people are so great about selling my product, so a lot more people know about them.
What are all the different types that you make?
I make regular Bubbly Buttons. I make smaller Bubbly Buttons. And then I make the large Bubbly Buttons, and then I have earrings, rings, pendants, and bracelets.
How'd you like come up with making new ones? Did people suggest them to you?
Some people have suggested that, oh, you should maybe try this, but most of it has kind of come from styles that I've seen that people like to wear.
When you tell people like around town or in Stuff when you're having a show that you're in middle school and you own this business, how do they react?
They're pretty shocked. They're kind of impressed of that. Yeah. I have a business, but some of the people at my school, they're like, oh, it's not a real business. You're just selling. But I'm like, oh, no, it's a real business. Yeah. And then once I see everything, they totally believe it and stuff.
How many customers do you usually get, like, in a month?
It kind of ranges from what month it is. Like, if it's August or something, which isn't really the holiday season, it's kind of medium, but it around the Christmas season I get a lot more customers than normal.
At school, do you see a lot of like little kids or kids that you just know just walking around with them in your hair?
Yeah, it's kind of fun to see my products shown around the school.
Lily really likes her business and hopes to continue it in the future.